The Gemara says on Daf Yud Beis that Amisana Tainis Chalom B'Shamis, that if a person fasts Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, he has a bad dream, and he's allowed, even though normally you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but you're allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's a Tainis Chalom. So it says, "My Takante Leisiv Tainisa L'Tainisa," that he should fast on Shabbos, but then he has to add the next day he has to fast again. So the Rav said that's not because. It's not because of the Issa Tainis of on Shabbos, because you mevatel keep the oinig, because we never heard that somehow to mechapa on having fasted or on doing mevatel any assay that you should require to fast, but rather that the Rav said that since you're allowed to fast Tainis Chalom, and therefore the Issa Bittel of Oynik Shabbos for this reason is permitted. Nonetheless, the Yom is not nitfas completely in the Shem Tainis. And therefore, there's a chson in the complete kiyum of the Tzom, of the Yom HaTainis. And therefore, he has to make, by being fasting the next day, Mesiv Tainis L'Tanisa, he's being mashlim what was chosser in the Tainis on Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos Perek Al Halach Yud Beis says, seems to say not though. He says Misana Yom Acher Menei Shebitul Oynik Shabbos. But the Rambam also could be explained because since he Mevatel Oynik Shabbos, so he wasn't Mekayim the Tainis completely Kiel Chosso. There's something Chosso in the Kiyum Tainis because. Not just the Issa, that since Shabbos is a Yom Oynig, or Yontav is a Yom Simcha, there's not a complete Chalois Tainis on that day, and therefore you have to be Mashlim, the Kiyum Tainis. And we see this also from the Toises, the Daf Yud Beis. The Toises says, Im Tov v'ochel b'shoigig, yochel v'yashlim yom acher, Vim his ana b'Shabbos gagon tainis chalom the tzorach lefroa k'de ama uvad the yesiv tainisi l'tanisa im ira shiur oshchodesh also yom as yitche l'taniso ad yom acha b'shavua. So the Toises somehow combine the chi of tainis on the next day on Sunday with the locha of lova adam tanisu pareya. So, and it seems this, you saw this also, you see from Rashi, because Rashi holds that by Tainis Chalom, the reason you're allowed to fast is because since he's bothered by this dream, by this nightmare, whatever it was, so on the contrary, this is his Oynik Shabbos, fasting, so it mitigates against his anxiety. So this Gufa is the Oynik Shabbos, and that's what we find in the Ramor, in Or HaChaim. He says, "Mishiyesh lo oinig im yifke kidei sheyele chatsa melibo mutl lifkos b'Shabbos." Even though generally you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos, Shabbos is day of oinig, but if this will help and mitigate his pain, so the Ramo says it's mutter. So he, similarly here by Tainis Chalom, on the contrary, this is his oinig Shabbos. So he's not being mevatel oinig Shabbos at all. So then what does he have to fast another fast? So it's not to be mechap in any way for the Aveira of having fasted on Shabbos. It's because the Chalois Tainis was incomplete, because the Yom is not completely nitvus in the Tainis, and therefore he fasts another day, not to, in order to be Mashlim, the Kiyum Tainis.